Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, is this our anniversary, Jim?
How about that? It's our anniversary.
What a surprise. When I heard that music, I thought it might be.
It's our seventh anniversary.
How long have we been together, Jim?
7 years.
Oh, my God.
7 long years. It's been 5 of the best years of my life, those 7. I heard that a guy said, somebody asked him how long he'd been married. He said, for 10 of the best years of my life. He said, his wife said, we've been married 30 years. He said, I know.
Well, I'm very fond of saying marriage should come with a 7-year renewable contract. Yeah. It would keep us all on our toes.
Okay. Send all letters to Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna, thank you for being here. It's good to have you with us. And I told the audience that for the last 7 years, in the previous segment, I told them for the last 7 years, you were the person that had been teaching us how to love up our customers. And you've done a great job of that, and we thank you for that.
Thanks, Jim. It's always my pleasure.
Let's talk about customer expectations, because I know that's something that you spend a lot of time on. And why do we care about customer expectations?
Well, you know, the way the customer feels about us after they do business with us has a lot to do with the expectation they had in the first place. So I've just been observing. I'm a listener. I'm a people person. I like to listen to what's going on out there. And I think the customers' expectations are changing. And I think they're changing in a very strange way. In one respect, they're getting higher. In one respect, they're getting higher.
They're expecting
They're expecting more. They're expecting, because we live in this experience economy now, mm-hmm. they're wanting a better experience. They want to walk away, especially if it's a high-priced item. They want to walk away and go, wow. They want to walk away and say, that's great. They want to put their money where they're going to have the best experience.
Well, think about this, Joanna. 40 years ago, when you bought a new refrigerator, it was a big deal because just getting the refrigerator was a big deal. Now a refrigerator is an entitlement. And so if I've got to buy a new refrigerator, getting the refrigerator is not a big deal, but how you give it, how you sell it to me should be. That's what I want.
Well, you're right. A lot of things have become entitlements, Jim.
They're commodities.
And once something becomes a commodity or an entitlement, it takes a very different place in our mind mm-hmm. than something that's special or out of the ordinary. So absolutely, you're right about that one.
Well, it's similar to, say, a restaurant. If I go to a nice restaurant, a tablecloth restaurant, I expect the food to be good. That's not even a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
The food better be good. If I'm going to drop, you know, a couple of bucks on a nice meal, it better be good. But what's the rest of the story? That's what I want to know. And don't you think that's where we are now?
I think that is where we are now, especially with restaurants, because there are so many choices. Department stores, other retail establishments, the customer's expectations are very high. In order for you to capture a loyal customer, you have to consistently deliver an experience that makes them feel good. And it's important, then, to understand what the customer's expectations are. And it's funny because I don't see that many companies actually trying to do it. The customer's expectations come from a variety of places. They come from your advertising. They come from the promises that your salespeople make. They come from word of mouth, what they hear other people say about you.
What they can get other places.
What they can get other places and what they've gotten other places. So it also comes from their past experiences of doing business with companies like yours and just of doing business in general. For instance, these days if you call a company like Land's End or one of the high-end catalog companies that you've done business with before, you don't have to give them anything because your phone number pops up on their screen and it attaches to your customer record and they have everything in front of you and there's nothing you have to do other than, you know, be greeted warmly.
Mm-hmm.
Other companies you call up and the first thing they say to you is, what is your account number?
Yeah.
You know, to which makes you feel like they're reducing you to a number.
It is. It is interesting. It does give you a little bit of a warm feeling when they say, "Oh yes, Mr. Blessingham, I have your order right here. What can I help?"
Yes, and how was that flannel shirt you bought last week?
Yeah, only around here
it's
more
spooky.
Only around here it's more likely. Yes, Mrs. Blessingham, Neiman Marcus is glad to have you back.
and doesn't that make Mrs. Blessingham feel very special, very important,
I'm
and very
so.
Welcome?
I'm afraid
now,
so.
And yes, you're afraid so is right, because here's something very interesting. I've been spending a lot of time studying the science behind happiness, and here's the interesting thing. When that happens, when you've made someone feel warm, special, welcome, and comfortable, it creates a positive emotion. When someone is in the state of positive emotion, there is a function in the brain that opens up. It's called a broaden and build response.
Say that again. Broaden
and build.
Okay.
And it means when one is feeling good, when one is in an emotional state, it's caused by emotions, and then the emotions cause the biochemical response of, you know, letting the endorphins go, and it's a beautiful biochemical cascade that happens in the body when you're in a positive state.
This has nothing to do with drugs or anything, right?
No, okay. These are the body's natural drugs.
Okay. All right.
An endorphin is the body's natural opiate. It's a natural feel-good chemical. You get it when you're running or when you're exercising.
I see.
And when you're in a positive state of mind. So what happens when Mrs. B is in that positive state of mind is that her brain is actually open to more suggestions.
That sounds expensive.
Doesn't it? But think of the implication, though, for call centers and for sales units of companies. Think of the implications of understanding this brain science, as I call it. Think of the implication for companies where salespeople are out. If we can deliberately create a positive emotion for someone, they are more open to what we have to suggest.
And you know what that, you know where I think, where this is leading me, Joanna, is right back to the HR, the essence of HR, and that's hire people that can deliver that kind of an experience. Because, you know, I see people all the time in a customer contact position, and they're what I call flatliners, or they're not happy.
Flat affect, yeah.
They're not happy to be where they are. They're not happy to see you there. They don't understand. They don't see the connection, the direct connection between you being there and their paycheck. That, you know, there's no connection with them at all. And yet the company gave these people a position that touches their customer. And I'll tell you something, that's something I want to ask when we come back after these messages. I want to go there for a minute, because folks, this is very important. You can have the best product, the best pricing in the world, but they can get all that somewhere else. If they can't get this experience, this expectation that Joanna's talking about, they're going to go somewhere else. And you know what? That's your people create that, and you create it, help them create it for themselves. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Anniversary Girl, Joanna Brandy.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the small business advocate. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Joanna, give us your website, please.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
All right. And, folks, I've got two books in front of me. I think I'm missing one, though. Winning at Customer Retention and 54 Ways to Stay Positive. There's another one, too, isn't there, Joanna?
Yeah, Building Customer Loyalty,
there
the 21 Essential Elements in Action.
That's the one I don't have in front of me for some reason. I think somebody's...
As you can see, I'm a numbers person, huh?
Exactly. Give us the name of the last one again.
Building Customer Loyalty, the 21 Essential Elements in Action.
And those are available at your website, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I encourage you folks to check that out. And the last name is Brandi. Joanna is the first name. And anything Joanna has to say about helping you to maximize your relationship with your customer so you have the maximum opportunity to be successful is worth whatever you have to do to get it. So I'll check out her website and look at her books and see if you can. In fact, what I'd encourage you to do is get one of her books and use it as an instruction with yourself and your customer and your employees. Which brings me back, Joanna, to the employee issue. You know, you can't hire grumpy people. You can't hire people with bad attitudes. You can't hire flatliners and put them out in a job where there's supposed to be some personality and make and be successful, can you?
No, you can't, and you shouldn't. And you shouldn't. But I don't think most people think they do. I think that there is, you know, there's a process for hiring that people should be going through that may or may not go through at the hiring time. But it's not just about the hiring. It's about what are you doing on a daily basis to encourage people to stay engaged in their job. That's a huge issue because the surveys, the Gallup survey that was done over, you know, the past whatever it was, 10 years or something, tells us that, you know, an enormous portion of the American workforce is disengaged. They're, you know, the lights are on, but no one's home.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons. One is the environment that they're working in. Is it an environment where they feel motivated to show up? Are they being recognized for a job well done?
But
are they being coached to better performance?
But, you know, Joanna, I'm going to say this about that with regard to employees, the same thing I say about customers. And if you're a small business owner, you don't have to have everybody doing business with you. In fact, you don't want everybody to do business with you because you can't take care of that many customers. So if you've got five, if you've only have five employees, you don't have to have everybody. And I promise you, if you try hard enough, you can find five people with good attitudes.
Oh, yes, you can. But small business owners have mindsets that sometimes block that. Here's one of the mindsets.
You're right.
Oh, well, I would have that kind of person, but I can't afford that kind of person.
Yeah. Good attitude.
That's one of the attitudes. I'm sorry?
Good attitude is free. It doesn't cost you anything to get somebody with a good attitude, though.
What it costs, though, Jim, and I'm a small business owner, what it costs is the patience to say no to the wrong people
while
you wait for the right person to come along.
That's exactly right. It's the biggest, it's the worst thing that small business owners do is they get the idea that they need a per employee and they want to hire them now. They don't know how to do it. It's the weirdest thing, Joanna. It's one of the biggest mistakes. It's one of the two biggest mistakes small business owners make, and the other is spending their marketing dollars the wrong way. It's one of the two big things that they do wrong is they don't have the patience. You said it a minute ago. They don't have the patience to take the time to do it right and find people who are the right people for those jobs.
That's because we wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
We wait till the last minute until we're absolutely desperate for an employee because we can no longer do it ourselves or our existing employees can no longer stand the workload, and we try to stretch it as far as possible, and then we go looking for someone. And then we don't have the two-month window that we would have had if we had planned ahead. I love your newsletters around the beginning of the year when you do your resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's brilliant thinking because it's all about how do we plan ahead for these kinds of things so that we are able to do the right kind of job.
Well, I just, here we are talking about customer service, and we spent all this time, and it's my fault, talking about human resources, but that's the wellspring of good customer service, isn't it? The right people.
It's the wellspring of everything. I mean, that's the wellspring of good warehousing and good finance and good fulfillment and good everything. Having the right people in the job, and we have to get over this notion that we can't afford the right people because we can. The right people are always willing to take a chance. If you provide a good environment that gives them room to grow, and I have wonderful people working with me, and I'm a tiny little virtual organization, but what I can provide for them is besides inspiration, which is also a very 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 important thing for people to get at work, is inspiration to work for a company that has the same values as they do, and to have a manager that pays attention to them. People are longing for attention.
Mm-hmm. It's the connection. We're not selling computers or tires or refrigerators, Joanna. You can get those anywhere. We're selling connections, aren't we?
We're selling connections, and we're selling the experience. We're selling the whole experience. Every time we interact with a company, there's a physiological change in our body that's either positive or negative. Mm-hmm. When we walk away, now it's happening on an unconscious level. Unless we're extremely frustrated or extremely angry, we generally don't even notice that anything's changed. But the reality is, the human system is sensitive enough to say, one way or the other, that either felt good or that felt bad.
Right.
If it felt good, we might come back for more. And if it felt bad, we probably won't.
Absolutely won't come back. Well said, Joanna. Thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Joanna. See you next time.
Jim, thank you so much. And happy anniversary.
You too. Happy anniversary. Quick break. Right back with Charles Cadillac. Stay with us. All the universe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.